You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Did you know you can listen to the recording of this podcast live? As it happens, visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how.
Hey you. If you're listening to this and don't want to hear expletives, you probably shouldn't listen to it. It's gonna get interesting.
Hey, this is Tom Merritt from the Daily Tech News Show, and you're listening to Geek.io. Where you put geek in and geek out.
Welcome, brave adventurer, to the Mana Pool. Join our dungeon master CJ as he guides his group through the enchanted pages of the Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition. Our intrepid noobs Andy, Dale, Jared, and Raoul are unproven in combat and ignorant of the dangers ahead. They think they're ready for an adventure, but can they handle the Princes of the Apocalypse? You are hearing a live playthrough from Princes of the Apocalypse, a campaign from the Dungeons & Dragons 5th edition from Wizards of the Coast. All mathematical errors default blame to CJ Bo and do not reflect the Wizards of the Coast, the rest of the Geek.io Media Network, its managers, producers, hosts, their families, or affiliates.
Yes, please.
Indeed. Yes, please, indeed. This is the Mana Pool. Dun, 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 dun. Episode number 4 of the Mana Pool Geek.io show, number 115. This is the Geek.io Dungeons & Dragons podcast where we go through the 5th edition campaign, Princes of the Apocalypse. I am your Dungeon Master, CJ.
And yes, please, I am Jared, as a veto, playing Draku Bloodfang.
And I am Raoul, playing the Fire Maid Sataba.
And I'm Andy, playing Dahlgren Brightpath, the Paladin.
And yes, please, I'm Dale, playing Davdak, or as my friends better know me as, Captain Sparklepants.
And yes, please, the Mana Pool is, of course, brought to you solely by Patreon. Go over to patreon.com/geek.io. If you want this to be a permanent weekly fixture of the network, go and help us out. So, yes, please, previously on Mana Pool.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. We had bandits, bears, and me failing a lot of my rolls.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Yes, please. We had arrow traps shooting our dear lovely archer in the chest. Yes, please. Our heroes hit level 2. Yes, please. The intrepid heroes moved on to the Necromancer Cave. Time to take that guy out.
Punch him right in the face.
And yes, please. Why was Wizzet there? Why did he have an undead aura? And what the hell did he just do to that skeleton?
He is a weird guy.
Hey, CJ.
I'm wearing purple today. We're going to the skeleton.
So yes, please, let us part the curtains of reality and move on into the next chapter of the Mana Pool.
The Twilight Zone.
That too. All right, folks. I just made this map, so hopefully it's all just appearing correctly and you guys don't see everything.
I'm seeing a big black screen.
I see some black and some black.
Zoom out. There should be a square that you guys can see.
I see a big black square.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Wow, this is
there we go.
Big map.
Holy cow.
Great big map. Bigger screen. This map was a pain in the ass to get to work, but we are here.
Ah, dang it. I just lost it again.
Is there a tiny square?
One tiny square.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had the correct there. Pan view. There we go. Now I can actually move the map. Okay.
Where is my map at?
This map was weird.
This map got a little weird on us. I'm not.
Drink service.
What?
What?
Why is Wasp here?
Because it's not Wasp. It's Pixie.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Sorry, Ant-Man. I just watched that, you know. So, not that I'm saying that Wasp is in that or anything.
What would make you
spoiler? Gee.
Sorry.
I don't think you are.
I think
yes.
You're giving away the
I don't know what
yes, please. Is that...
Yes.
No, spoilers are... That's a different podcast where we do spoilers.
Okay. Ah, right. Yes.
Everybody say goodnight to Rachel. Yes, please.
Good night, Rachel.
Good night, Rachel. Good night.
So Wizzet turns to you all. What the hell is the map at? Why can't I not see it?
You gotta zoom way out, and then you'll then you'll see the one teeny little square, and then you can try and zoom in on that without losing it. Took me a while, but I got there.
it took me two or three tries.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what happened with this. Even while I was working with it, it seemed weird.
It's real big.
Yeah, it's a big map. It was a big map. Oh, there it is. All right. But you guys can see L1, right?
Yes. Okay. That's the only thing we can see, L1, good. And there are two pictures in the lower left-hand corner.
OV Lee, that's all we can see as well. OV Lee.
That's all I want you to see.
OV Lee.
All right, so...
Thank your Oval Team.
Wizzet turns from the bridge that he was standing on after shooting the skeleton and making it explode. He goes, I have some explaining to do to you for you guys, so you guys don't mistrust me.
That would be a good idea. Yes.
Go on.
At this point, a pixie that got Millie's embiggened spell left us last episode, and a pixie lands on his shoulder, and then flutters over and lands on Driku's shoulder.
Oh my.
I am a what you would call a warlock, but not in the same standing as this necromancer. I am gifted by the Archfey of Death. My powers my magic would be put up to what you guys would consider here on this plane a astral wizard. But my powers more evolve on the lines of destruction. That is the reason why my magic can affect the undead.
Sir, my quarrel only comes with you if you are communing with beings from the abyss or the planes of hell.
If you are an
extraplanar being, we have no problem.
Yeah, my magic, while very similar to the necrotic magic that necromancers and warlocks that commune with the likes of Asmodeus, my powers draw from a completely different well. Mine come from the Feywild as opposed to the Hell Planes.
I will keep an eye out, and we will determine if that is the case.
I mean, most warlocks summon demons. My wife is my companion, and apparently is taking a liking to your cleric. Millie just stays quiet there. He motions. He goes, "Follow me around. We're gonna go around to the back of the catacombs. I'm going to fend off because you guys are going to trigger quite a few traps as soon as you enter in these. That there's no way of disarming. Unfortunately, it's blood magic. So heavens only know what's gonna happen if when these go off.
So your job is to clear our way?
I'm going to disarm the ones that I possibly can, but I am going to stay behind to make sure that the stronger legions are not able to get to you.
So they don't make us go squish?
Yes.
So what does everyone think?
Allow me to confer.
Absolutely.
With my friends. And we step away. I really don't like this situation.
I don't like this idea at all.
It's not that I think that he is lying to us. I'm just not sure he has as good of a handle on his magic as he thinks he does.
But he's not evil.
He is.
He doesn't have any evil intentions.
I have not detected that, and that is the only reason, I will be honest, that he is still alive.
I sense no evil in him either.
No, he just obliterated a giant skeleton.
Right.
So, as long as his quarrel is with the undead, I have no issue. But, go into this cave, I'll totally be behind you holding people back.
But what about in front of us?
Well, in front of us, we could deal with, but once we get far enough into the cave, I'm not certain what he will do. Maybe he will go at his word, and he's given us no reason to explain otherwise, but I didn't appreciate the fact of him not being a little more open when we first met about his profession.
Yeah, but he must have had his reasons to hide it.
And I agree with that as well. So perhaps we can do what he says and we can like proceed as we were. It sounds like he can at least get us in the front door easier than we could ourselves.
Indeed. And we have to do something about this necromancer.
Yes, he appears to be getting a plague, which is getting worse.
And more allies is better than fewer allies.
Yes.
I agree. So, it's agreed we will see what his idea is and move along with it?
Correct. Yeah.
Correct.
Aye.
Okay. CJ, we return back and say, it doesn't sound like we have a lot of time.
All right.
And I'm curious, we're not terribly far from the village. If an onslaught is coming, is the village at all prepared for this?
Between myself and the few people there that can actually fight, we should be able to handle it until the necromancer is defeated. I don't suspect he is strong enough to get through all of the defenses that are in the town.
Fair enough.
Do we have any information on this necromancer, or is it just the necromancer that no one knows?
No, nobody is... The only person that's seen him is me, and I can't remember anything about him.
Ah, okay.
So another sort of dark magic, I would assume.
Most definitely.
Okay, I think we have no choice then. Let's get to the cave quickly.
All right. He takes you around the catacombs to a smaller cave around. He stops you before you get to the entrance of the cave. Takes out a vial that is some bronze liquid. Shakes it up and throws it into the cave. It shatters in midair, and a dark purple symbol appears, and it starts to turn bronze and almost appears like it's melting.
Oh, okay.
But then a black blast comes out and hits Wizzet right in the chest, knocking him back a few feet. Since your detect undead, your undead, you still have detect undead on, you see that was pretty much pure death magic.
Oi. So, is he okay?
he stands there for a couple of seconds, and as you see Millie fly around his head and do intricate patterns around him, eventually landing on an arcane symbol on his robes, which makes the black magic kind of come off of him like liquid, and that arcane symbol goes away. Then you hear from the distance from outside the cave, back from the way you came, several roars. Wizzet comes to his senses, turns his way around you guys, and casts a spell at you to push you into the cave, yelling, "I'm going to stop them! Figure a way into the study. Stop the necromancer."
Study. Okay, we're all like, okay.
You are pushed into the cave. Behind you, he brings out his wand, does an intricate pattern into the air, and then throws another bronze vial. And in the same place that the dark symbol was, a symbol of what you two, Driku and Dahlgren recognize as a symbol of protection from Bahamut.
Oh, okay. Well, he had enough to be able to do that, so I have now changed my opinion about Wizzet, because that sort of thing is probably not given lightly. So
no. No. He then turns and runs the other way, saying, I'll come and find you."
Okay.
And runs off.
Okay. So we're pretty much in this dark cave, right?
Yeah. Now you're in a cave. It's low light in pretty much the entire area. Has a weird phosphorescent moss kind of feel around it, so you can see. Those with dark vision can see perfectly in here. Those without it, their sight is restricted to about 15 feet in front of you.
And is that just me, or does Satalba have it as well?
Satalba has dark vision.
I have dark vision
as well.
Too.
Okay.
Okay, so as you guys go further into the cave, it opens into darkness in which a breeze blows, carrying the faint odor of death. Inside is a natural cave. Its floor and ceiling are uneven. The passage leads west, narrowing as it proceeds.
We go the direction that we can, I would assume.
All right.
As it narrows, do we want to be in a certain formation?
Yeah, line your guys up. Give me a marching order.
Do you want me to go first on this?
Yeah. Darkness?
Dabdak?
I reckon someone with actual dark vision should go first.
Yes. I can go first. I do have dark vision, and I am the most heavily armored. I would have had, you know, I had you going in front in the woods because that is your environment, but I don't think this really applies.
This is definitely not my environment.
And we are not going to be sneaking. I am afraid to tell the party, because if I am leading, they will hear us coming.
Clang, clang, clang.
I'm wearing chainmail, so.
Clang, clang, clang.
Okay. We'll talk about watch our front. Maybe Dahlgren watch our back.
I'm trying to thinking maybe you, Draco, should watch the back.
Okay.
Because you have a little bit more armor than I do.
Sure.
And I'll be in front of you, keeping an eye behind us as well. And,
so kind of marching backwards.
Right.
Well, I mean, just every now and then keep looking behind me using my dark vision.
Okay.
Make sure nothing sneaks up on us.
Never a bad idea.
Indeed.
Cast light into the darkness, or would that mess something up?
You can cast light, but you have that's gonna definitely guarantee shed a 60-foot light in front of you. And also you would have to enchant something to do that. So that item is going to glow with radiant magic as when you cast it.
So yeah, please no.
So if you can, but you're gonna be a giant glowing beacon in a cave of death.
That should be a show title too. Giant beacon.
Okay. There's a chance. Okay.
There's a chance. All right, marching orders. So we got Draken up front. Then we got me.
Dahlgren up front. Yeah, Dahlgren, Dabdak, Sataba, Draku.
Okay.
All right. You guys go into the cave. What do you guys do?
Clank, 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 clank.
I'm going to attempt to use perception just to see if there's any like notched things perhaps in the walls. So let me see perception.
Ooh. Checking for traps.
Pretty good roll.
Checking for traps.
I got a 7. So never mind. Never mind.
So this is like a children's playground.
Right.
So are you guys
as far as I'm concerned.
You guys are going along and you're looking around, kind of looking everywhere around you, but not in any specific area. And if you would have been looking in one specific area, you would have seen that there is a human body laying in front of you. Unfortunately, you touch it before you notice that it's there, and it is going to make a claw attack at you as it stumbles to its feet.
Bum, 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 bum.
Color me shocked.
So it's going to take a claw action at Andy before we roll initiative as a surprise attack.
Oh, we need initiative, don't we?
Yep.
Not yet.
Let me make my surprise round since Andy got a really, really low perception.
Also, that skeleton, is that a drunk skeleton? What's going on there?
It's a zombie. It's not a skeleton.
Well, you had me fooled.
All right, so let's read it.
Someone needs to get battle music up for this. That'd be a great idea.
16 versus AC.
No.
All right. Ooh. So it just kind of grabs onto you, then just pulls itself to your feet, to its feet, sorry. And now we are initiatizing.
We are initiatizing. Hang on, let me change tabs. Oh, hang on. I have to click on my token, don't I?
Yes.
Well, let me select my token. Why can't
I've done this before, thing? Haven't I?
Oh, wait.
Once or twice.
Yeah, there once or go. Twice you've done this.
That should work.
Character sheet.
Ugh. 18, that's not terrible.
No, Dabdak got a really good one. He was groaning at his, which is an 8.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Whoa! That's really good to you, Andy.
Yeah, considering I have no bonus, so I just rolled a 17.
You have no bonus.
Very nice. No, I have no bonus.
So, Dabdak is up first.
Alrighty. So, where... Hang on, I'm not meant to be there, am I? I'm meant to be up there somewhere, second in line.
Yeah, switch Sataba and
I can't
pants.
Do that. Oh, okay, so I can move there. Yeah. Okay. Well...
Shoot it.
Yeah, I'll shoot it.
Shoot it.
I'll shoot it. I'll shoot it. Shoot it with my longbow. So I have to. What's that? Roll.
The no. You cannot do it.
Plus something.
Five,
thank you. D20 plus five. Wait, it's all one thing, isn't it? Why am I putting spaces in there?
These are questions that will be answered.
24!
Wow!
Yes! Luck is on my side for once.
Alright, damage. Damage.
Damage. So I do roll.
It's like 1d8.
I think
1d8.
That's your d8. Yeah.
Eight?
Yes. So 1d8 plus...
3.
Does that include strength?
No. He does not have a compound longbow.
1d8 plus what?
3.
Like 3.
Compound longbows are expensive.
Six
damage. That's not bad.
That's not too bad. That's a good start.
All right. Zombie seems unaffected.
Okay, that helps.
Andy, turn.
I tried at least.
Okay. I am using my flail, and I try to club it about the head and face.
Oh, your club. Right. I thought you were flailing around.
7.
Oh, my God.
Misses.
7. That's probably a no.
That's a
It would have done 6 damage, though.
That's 2 terrible rolls in a row.
All right.
The only way to deal with undead is to burn them.
Your initiative was okay, so I'll give you that.
I'd rather go slow and actually do something.
Firebolt.
All right, roll it up.
Oh, wow. This is a second level spell, isn't it?
No, this is a cat trap.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's the lowest level one. Okay.
Yeah.
14.
14 hits.
Okay. 1 second.
Raoul is typing.
Also, Raoul didn't factor in. Oh no, he did. Never mind. I'm an idiot. Ignore me.
No. Okay.
Never.
What song is this? Sounds like something.
Ben Landis's Castle.
8. That's not
8
too bad.
Damage.
8 damage.
All right.
Burn, foul
zombie
beast.
Seems very unhappy that he is now slightly aflame.
On fire.
He's going to. Yeah, he's just going to take a swing at the thing closest to him, which of course is our friend.
This guy.
Thanks for that. Thanks for taking the bullet.
What I'm here for. Obviously, I'm not here to do any damage.
Oh, 20.
Pretty sure that hits.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Sure. Yeah. My armor class is 18.
All right. It's, 1, 6 plus 1. You wanted battle music. This is about as good as I got on short notice.
I got.
5 damage.
Ooh.
That's okay.
Yeah, you guys got a good amount of hit points after you leveled up. It's no longer 5 damage is not going to kill somebody now.
It's close, though.
Driku's turn.
I will cast Sacred Flame at your face.
At your face.
What else would I roll?
Into cave.
That character sheet's making me angry.
Grr.
Arg.
Arg.
R O L L. Added R O O L.
That's how you pronounce Raoul's name.
Sick.
Nice.
You did not roll. Oh, it's just an insta hit? Or no, I have to do a dex save, I believe it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, well, shit.
Shit, son. Plus. What's my dex with this guy? Oh. Okay. 1d20. Uh-huh. Yeah.
4.
Wow. Oh, minus 2. Yeah, because their dex is probably like 6.
Yes, it is, actually. All right. Okay, 6 damage. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Dav-Dak turn.
Oh, I'm going to.
The zombie looks like it's kind of just wobbling and not doing too much here.
I'm going to shoot it in the face in the cave. 1d20 plus...
You know you can hit up.
I keep forgetting.
Hit up. Delete everything and hit up.
I could hit up. 12.
12 hits. It is dead. You can't. You had one hit point left.
Oh, do you want me to just do it for funsies?
Sure. Boom.
1d8 plus 3, 9.
Dice there you that go. Won't go away off their screen.
What?
9 damage.
Just me? I think it's just you. What? All right. The Zambi,
oh, there. They went away.
Zambi what? Is dead. The arrow pierces him and makes him fall completely to pieces, but not before letting out a guttural moan that echoes off of the cave walls, and you hear more guttural moans.
Oh, woohoo! Gosh.
We are going to weigh ourselves through some zombies, I guess.
Yay!
Let's go, fellas. Let's go kill some zombies.
All right.
Some zombies.
You guys progress.
Can we
this...
move up?
Yes.
Well.
You guys progress through this area without any further interruption until you get to an opening. A round, high-ceilinged cave opens here. It has two narrow exits, one to the north and the other to the south. A flat boulder sits in the center of the cave. It's 6 feet across, 8 feet long, and 3 feet deep. Dark stains color its top.
Uh-huh. On top... So Jesus is inside. Jesus is inside. Okay, gotcha.
Clearly.
Okay.
And you guys kind of get to this that point that in on the map, the little dotted line there. You guys kind of climb up it a little bit. It's a pretty hefty climb, but nothing really encumbering to you guys other than just slowing you down.
Okay.
Now I lost the map again.
Now as so we get in there, do we see anything with our dark vision? Any zombies?
Well,
on the floor,
any kind of ruins?
Or on the wall, or on the ceiling,
or on the boulder,
or hanging out on the boulder.
Are you guys actively looking for said zombies?
No. Yes. Oh, okay. Awesome.
There seem to be some mixed. I am doing whatever the cleric would like to do. We're looking for zombies. We're looking for zombies.
Oh, okay. I see.
Looking
how that
for
is.
Anything.
Okay. Are you guys proceeding into? All right. You guys. Yeah. Roll me a perception check.
Who's rolling perception?
Whoever's in front.
I can roll perception. Skills.
Well, you're in front, so.
Yep.
Probably. Yeah.
Perception.
We're not all rolling perception, are we? No.
Where's my d20? What the heck happened here?
I'm gonna say since Jazz came through first, he's the one actively looking. Okay. With Andy's assistance. As you guys cross under the what is seen as the line there, you guys see nothing until you guys get to that line. As you cross over that line, you see two zombies standing above it. About 10 feet up. They're holding a box of rocks, and they are going to drop them down on Davdek. Or not Davdek, Dahlgren.
Okay.
And go ahead and like give me a DC 12. Give me a dexterity saving throw.
And
you're going to take it. It gives you advantage.
I have advantage?
Yes, you have advantage on this.
6-5.
Oh, seriously?
All right.
So apparently the dice really like when I'm playing this game, because they just need you to roll the worst possible things that you could do.
Looks like someone's getting some rocks for Christmas.
You take 10 bludgeoning damage upside your head.
Boom! Ouchie.
Oh, man.
It's cool. I'm cool.
And
we're
then
all cool.
The two zombies jump down. And by the way, you were out of combat. We're going to clear initiative and we're going to do another one.
Okay.
So the two zombies jump down from on top there, and are going to land there and there, and each of them is going to take 2 damage.
Oh, for jumping down?
For jumping down, yeah. Okay.
All right, so them take
2 damage. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Because you rolled for damage and you got 2.
Correct.
Okay. I was in a different tab, they feel like.
All right, so then we are going to clear the initiative from last battle and roll it up again.
Let's roll up some initiative.
If my remember to click on your person before you roll.
Yes, dear.
19. Initiative is grumpy today.
Wow. Here you go, Andy, with the high initiatives.
Yeah, with above a 10.
Well, you don't have a bonus. So.
My fast, horrible zombies.
Whoa. 18, holy crap. Jeebus. They don't have any initiative bonus?
Wait, what? How'd you get 19? Oh, okay, because you're insane. They have a negative.
I got 18 last time, you didn't question it, but if I get 19, it's all over. know what I'm going to do. I'm going to... Can I... Does the ruler tell me how much distance? Okay, awesome. Yes. And how many feet did you say? Oh, 15 feet. All right, awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to shoot...
Square is 5.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I see. I'm going to shoot to the one farthest to the right.
All right.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Let's try that one on for the size 12.
Okay, we'll call them ZL and ZR.
Zombie left and zombie right.
Yes, nice. 12 hits.
12 hits. 8 damage.
All right.
It's okay.
Okay.
No, that's really good for a longbow.
Yeah. All right, zombie left is going to go ahead and take a hunk out of Dahlgren.
A hulk out of Dahlgren. Everyone likes a hulk.
Botch.
4.
No.
Ooh.
He doesn't.
But.
He tries, at least. Saunter up and try to take another claw at Dahlgren. That's a much better hit.
And that's much better.
Yes, that will hit.
4. Drum roll, please.
4. 3 damage.
3 damage.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, considering he just took 10 to the head and 5 last turn, he might be hurting.
He might be a little hurting.
All right. Andy, turn.
I'm going to cure wounds on myself, which I can now do.
Because
I was down to 6 hit points.
Told you.
Cure wounds. Hold on. Look it up quick.
You must have a lot of hit points then.
I have 24 hit points, yes.
If you have 10 rocks for Christmas, then you had 6 from the last battle.
Okay, plus 2. Okay. So that will be... Roll 2. Please roll an 8.
5.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I'm up to 11 now.
Well, you can get a rock slide, and then still survive, so you know, there's that.
My Bahamut's light! And some of my bruises close, but I'm still bleeding profusely.
Whoa.
Alright. And that's a standard action, so I'm guessing that ends your turn.
Yes.
All right. Next up, Driku.
I'm up.
Yay!
Which Zambi have we been currently playing?
I did Zambi right.
All right, then I attack Zambi right with Sacred Flame. Ugh.
4.
Yeah, something.
All right, so I'm going to have to do a...
You have to do a deck save.
-1.
All right, that's gonna because I botched that. That's gonna do max damage to him. That's a critical hit when I botch a roll.
Wow.
I think you beyond botched that one.
That's terrible. terrible.
All right, so it's just like you rolling a 20. If I roll a 1, that's
all right. Okay.
That zombie ZR looks kind of falling apart more so than a normal zombie would. All right, yes. Taba turn.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cast the Firebolt once again.
All right.
On
to
which
zombie
one?
R.
Zombie R.
Just to finish off.
Might as well.
Might as well.
Oh,
23. Whoa.
And your Firebolt's going to hit him and annihilate him.
Okay.
Sweet.
Burst into flames, so it's just a smoldering pile
of smolder.
Undead.
A smoldering pile of smoldering.
Alright. So now that brings us back to Dab Deck. Oh, why is that loud?
Alrighty, I'm going to, of course, shoot at the only zombie that's left. The only zombie that matters. And that requires that. 20?
Alright, hits!
4.
Nice.
1d8
plus 3
damage. Alright.
That's
he
not
has
bad.
An arrow in him.
That's not good either. Yay!
Alright.
Oh god. Let's get a 2 with that arrow. Sorry, Andy.
Take a swing at Andy.
That's what I'm here for.
Miss.
Oh, barely.
Alright.
I am going to try to smash him in the face.
Yay!
Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Boom!
Alright. Face smash.
Is that technically the name of the move? Face smash?
And
there
six
we go.
Bludgeoning damage. Alright. Next up, Driku.
I'll light this zombie up too. Fire in his face.
Fire in the hole. 1.
Oh man. Ouch.
Ooh, that was close.
Alright. It's the top of turn.
Okay, I'm going to you said the cantrips are like the normal attack. Using them.
Yep.
Alright, let's go ahead and
use Firebolt as much as you possibly want.
Let's go ahead and see we can't cleanse this undead from this realm.
I agree with this plan.
Light
him up, light him up. Boom.
23. Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Just roll that damage.
Checking.
Yes, please.
Roll that beautiful damage.
5.
Okay. All right. Dab that turn.
I'm gonna shoot it in the knee with an arrow.
Extremely uncomfortable for being a flame.
Well, I'm gonna shoot it in the knee, so yeah, that's fun. That's what I'm here for. Yay!
An adventurer until he took a.
I used to be a zombie until I took an arrow into the sternum.
The knee. I was on fire and took an arrow to the knee.
All right.
16.
And your arrow pierces through him and kills him.
Yay!
Quit leaving my zombies at one hit point.
Trying not to roll for funsies again because that was fun.
Sure, if you feel like it.
Really? Okay, let's do this.
No. Let's continue on.
All right.
Continue on. We'll have fun later.
Do we want to investigate this room?
Yes.
Why not?
Yeah, like the zombies are like there's a little bit of flame there, right?
Yes.
Are there any kind of lanterns or? How do I say this?
Torches?
Yes, torches around the room that are not lit.
I have candles.
Why is there a zombie that keeps flashing on and off the screen?
Because I'm trying to lead him. Shut up.
Why are there two of them? Ah, they've come back to life.
They're zombies. That's what they do. All right.
Not the zombies.
All right.
You have, as you investigate the room, go ahead and give me perceptions.
Oh, boy. Everyone this time, not just the failure.
How do we do perception? Oh, Jazz is in.
1d20 plus perception.
No, I think he wants everyone to roll perception this time.
Everybody roll a perception.
On your character sheet, it's under skills in the second column, third down. You can click the little dice button next to it.
Oh, in the character sheet in the... Oh, wrong friggin' thing. I shouldn't roll the dice in the hangout. There you go.
Why are you guys so bad at this? Why did... Okay.
My derpader.
so bad at this.
I don't know what's happening. I'm going to look over here.
Wow.
Okay, right. Finally. But yeah, fire mage is paying attention.
Which doesn't count. As you guys look around, you guys don't really see anything other than the fact that there are two exits. One leading north, one leading south.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. That's right.
Anyway. So, choose your adventure, fellows. North or south?
Is south going to lead us back out again?
No, you guys came
Which
from
way
the east.
Oh, we came from the east. Okay.
You're messing me up. Why?
Why are we coming in from the east?
You're confusing me. Okay, I say we go north, which would keep our left hand on the wall, right?
True.
North is that way.
Are you going left or right? Let's go that way.
Left.
Left. Okay. Aw, that was good fun room. All right, so as you guys continue to mosey along, trying not to accidentally trip anything that will kill you.
Thanks, Andy.
You guys wander your way into this room.
That is a big freaking map.
Uh-huh.
All right, so as you walk into that room, the narrow passageway that you guys are crossing through right now to get into this room is about 10 feet high in most places, with rough, irregular walls. Protruding spears on the walls are coated in dried blood.
Dog, wait.
The what?
As you guys kind of keep going along with your same great perception rules, you guys eventually come into the natural passageway kind of opens up into a star-shaped cavern. And ahead, it has many clefts in its wall. Only two across the cavern seem large enough to traverse. Three zombies lurch around the area. One is costumed like a bear. The other is dressed like a lady in a frilly dress and thick makeup. And the last...
on a Saturday.
Exactly. And the last is costumed as a jester with jingling bells on collar sleeves.
So jingling bells is also like Captain Sparkle Pants on a Saturday night. But anyway.
Great. We showed up on cosplay night.
Exactly.
Flames cabin.
Welcome to the Zayn Circus.
I guess we move forward to try to dispatch them.
You rolled crappy perception. If you would have rolled all right, you could have gotten stuff.
I think I didn't have my perception set up right in my magic screen here.
Uh-huh.
So I added in my bonus points, and now it's a lot higher than it was, but it's okay.
Sure. Okay. I totally believe you.
Does anyone know how to get bonus actions? I still couldn't figure that out.
I couldn't figure that out.
You can get them awarded.
Okay, because right. They say some abilities like say that. Maybe I should just look up that ability and see what it looks like. It's not my class, which is why I was still wondering. But continue.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and... Can you guys see the red... If you click on them, can you see the fact that they have like red dots above them?
No.
You mean like a red dot, a green dot, and a blue dot?
Yes, and the two in front...
No, that is that is your little thing, your little set of actions for each thing that you click on.
Aww. All right, so... is there any way that I could put a mark on them back?
Maybe. You can do freehand, can't you? There you go.
I see a red dot.
Oh, can totally see that.
That worked. The red one.
All right, so, hold on.
Because we can't do left zombie, right zombie this time.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay, so, now we initiatize. Thankfully, you guys know that these guys are not so strong. So, you know, there's that.
We can at least get down to...
Come on now.
Did that work? How do I know if it worked?
It rolled for you.
It rolled for you. There you go. Oh, that's bad for me.
So, if these guys aren't that strong, guys, do we know not to use our really powerful spells yet?
I would imagine we would.
Talk amongst yourselves. I've got one weapon that I primarily use. So talk amongst yourselves. I'm not going up to these zombies and stabbing them in the face.
All right.
I'm not that
first
confident.
Up is Captain Sparkle Pants.
Alrighty, I'm going to shoot an arrow to the start menu because I decided to click on the start menu for some odd reason. I'm going to shoot an arrow to green zombie.
Alright.
17. It's taking so long because we got the initiatives. 5 damage.
Nice. Damage. Alright.
Really? I rolled a 2.
Hey.
At least I didn't do -1. But anyway.
Alright. Sataba turn.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to use my attack spell.
So just burning hand, burning bolt or whatever it is. Just firebolt. There we go. Firebolt. That's the one. Firebolt.
On which one? On
which one?
Green, red, or blue?
One second, let me see. I'm going to hit the red one.
Red one?
Yes.
That's going to hit.
21, that's it.
21 hits.
And 21 hits, and then I'm going to roll 1d10.
Again, hit up.
2
damage.
So a little spark comes out of my hand.
Yeah.
Butter. You're surprised because they are in costume and you're not quite expecting zombies in costume.
I reckon is the red one the female one? I think he's a bit thrown off by that.
The red one is the one in the lady garb. The green one in the back is the jester, and the blue one is the one dressed like a bear.
No one's attacking the bear yet. I think we've all bit, you know, PTSD on that
bear.
He
says, "Roar."
Roar. Anyway, carry on.
While the others say, "Raise." Oh. All right, roll them up. Hit them. Come on, Riku.
I'm going to use my attack spell. Can I use that as much as I want? Is that one that runs out?
Yes, your Sacred Flame is not limited.
That not Sacred Flame. This is Breath Weapon.
Oh.
My racial...
Yeah, you're going to want to move up, though, because you're going to hit everybody in your path.
I can do that.
Yep.
Hey, Zambies.
Hi, Zambies. If you hit them, you're going to hit all three of them.
Sweet.
Wait, now, do we need to... Oh, we can't move back anyway.
No, it's fine. It's a forward-facing thing. It's like a claymore.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's like a claymore.
It's like a claymore.
Descend towards enemy.
What type of... what save do I have to throw?
Dex 11 DC, whatever that means.
All right, it's going to miss all three of them.
He has to beat 11.
Or it's going to hit all three of them.
Oh!
No, it's going to hit all three of them. Wait, hold on.
Nice.
I rolled that wrong.
That was a crappy roll from me.
Oh, that's gonna. Yeah. Is it half damage?
Yes.
Right. Whoa! You already rolled a 7.
I also rolled a +3 as opposed to a -2.
Not right. And you rolled a 7.
So,
we'll take the 7 on that, Pat.
2
if
damage
I may.
To everybody.
Pat.
2 damage. 2 lightning damage. They do not enjoy being bathed in lightning.
Well.
Who does?
As
Who
can does? Be seen by the fact that the one in the bear suit is now going to claw at your face. All right, now I'm going to roll that.
12. Oh, hold on. Roll another time. Same what? Bonuses.
What?
Who, me?
Yeah, yes. I am breaking out my protection fighting style. If a ally is within 5 feet of me and I'm carrying a shield, I can impose disadvantage on an attack roll.
When do you have to activate that?
It's a reaction. Oh, I'm okay. Reacting to his attack.
Okay.
So 12 versus AC.
Does a 12 hit you, Driku?
How do I? I don't remember.
Armor class AC.
Sorry, 18.
All right.
Hey, I'll learn this eventually. 18. No.
All right. So now the lady is going to swing her parasol at you.
Good day.
And that's gonna hit.
The power of the purse. I tell you.
Hit with the parasol.
All right, so you are going to take 5 damage. 5 damage.
Ouch.
Ow.
Ow.
And the jester is going to walk up and then take a swing at you with probably like a bowling pin kind of looking thing.
Wow.
And miss. All right, so Dahlgren turn.
I am going to swing at Green. As he just attacked my favorite priest. Let's see here. Weapons.
I mean, this attack. One touched me less as a child. I mean,
I rolled a 25.
Oh, damn.
You got
all right.
Pretty cool damage.
No, he didn't roll a nat 20. Or is that a nat 20? Oh, yep, that's a nat 20. So that is max damage.
Oh, okay, so that's 8. Oh, wait, no, including my strength, that is, what is my strength bonus? I think my strength bonus is, skill, core stats.
Should be 3.
Yes, it is 3.
So 11.
So that'll
damage.
Be 11.
The jester, you knock the jester's head off. It's just kind of walking around now without a head.
That works.
That works.
That'll do.
All right. Dabdak turn.
I'm going to shoot at Green.
All right.
If I can finish him off. Probably not, but it's worth a try.
If you hit him, you probably
23.
Will.
All right. Roll up. Wait, hold on. Yep, you kill it.
Yay.
I don't know why I got so excited, but anyway.
One less thing on the board.
Hooray!
The zombies, the jester gets kind of just knocked over. His head stops moving. All the unlife out of that fades away. So sad.
Kind of a waste of a good turn, but anyway, carry on.
All right.
So I'm only allowed one move.
No, you have a move action. And an action. You can either move. You can move.
But I mean,
act.
You can move because you can move. Is it 6 squares? Yeah. If your movement is it 25 or 30?
But you know, like, if it's moving. That movement, can I move like 5 feet and then move back 5 feet?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
As long as your movement does not exceed your movement rate, which I believe for you is 30 because you're a like medium-sized humanoid, you can move 4 of those squares, attack, and then move 2 again. You just have it'll
just
add
remember,
up completely to your.
You can move through your allies' squares, but you cannot stop in them.
Okay. Right.
Unless you had a party of gnomes,
yes.
Which might be able to all like fit in the same square, but
What about like actions? Like, can I like say I produce a flame and then I control that flame to something else?
That is 2 standard actions. You cannot do that.
Okay. All right.
Now, after going through your spells with doing cheat sheet, you can produce the flame and throw it. But that is, always going to be weaker than your firebolt.
Well, yeah. Because what I'm wanting to do, Dabdak, for him to hold out an arrow, and I, like, light the tip of the arrow.
Okay. That's a good idea. But I can't, well...
Really, is that going to do much?
Sure.
You can't tell that these guys seem to have any further weakness to fire. So,
Just keep banging at them.
Yep. Best advice is...
Okay.
Just keep chucking fire at them. Against who?
Oh, I'm going to go against the red one. We're working on her.
Oh, poor lady.
Tala's taking all the good rolls. All
right. That's a hit.
And let's see. Roll 1d20. 10.
Damn. All right.
Wait, that's... You did 1d10, so yeah. Got 10, so...
Max damage. Nice.
Max damage. The lady looks offended that she is now on fire.
You too.
Driku's turn. Hey, Driku, you have 2 things in your face.
I'm going to breathe on him.
Can only breathe do on that once per encounter?
Oh, is that how this works?
I will look up quickly. Dragonborn, right?
Yes.
Yep.
So you are probably going to want to take a swing with your club because you're not going to be able to use Sacred Flame and not take a bite.
Yeah, it's fine. Scimitar, not a club.
Oh, sorry.
Breath weapon. You can use your blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, you can
use blah, blah, blah.
Until you complete a short or long rest, you can get it back.
Well,
so I guess I haven't been a short rest yet.
No, you guys have not taken a short rest yet. You guys have chosen not to.
we're in the middle of a fight.
You probably will in this room, but...
That's fine. All right, Scimitar. Did I just drop again? Oh, no, okay.
No, you're still here.
You're here.
Okay. All right, that was weird. Everything just got really quiet. All right.
Except for my birds. They're loud.
Who are you attacking,
Red
or Blue?
Let's finish off Red.
All right.
What do I roll first?
1d20 plus whatever your thing says to attack with your
strength
scimitar.
Modifier?
I think yours is going to be like 1d20 plus like 3, I want to say, because your strength isn't as good as your wisdom.
My attack bonus is 5. So it's
Okay. Oh, yeah, because his strength bonus is... Yeah, I have no idea. But it's probably... That's 5 seems reasonable.
Yeah, that's fine. I might have mojoed your character. All right, that's a hit. 13. Wait.
4.
No.
Gosh,
the lady looks offended that she now has been stricken by a scimitar and is now going to take a bite out of you.
How is she still standing?
Take a bite out of you.
That's a miss.
Yes, it is.
All right, and Blue is now also going to try to take a bite out of Crime and miss. Really?
Take a bite out of Crime.
Thanks, McGruff. Okay,
the crime zombies failed.
And I'm going to attack.
All right, attack it to Blue.
With my mace.
Attack it to Blue. Take a bite out of Crime.
10.
That is going to hit just barely for
4
damage.
10 hits? Wow. So that's 4 damage.
They're zombies. They don't have a lot of armor on.
Nope.
Guess that's probably true.
Dive turn.
I'm going to shoot at my lovely lady friend over there.
All right.
You're sick.
No, right? 16.
And you're because
I already rolled 10,
you always right? do it because for some reason rolled. They leave a character with 4 or less hit points for you to hit, you instantly kill it.
I could have still
that
up.
Jazz, I totally know what's wrong. We're in the cave. Bahamut's weak because we're in the death cave. So his influence isn't as strong. That's why we're rolling so bad.
All right.
Must be.
Sure, let's go with that.
The lady kind of rolls backwards through the force of the hit and just stops.
The lady doth protest no more.
Too much.
All right, so Taba turn. Hey, there's a bear and it's attacking your friends. Oh, wait, you can't see the bear. You have to move forward to attack the bear.
So it is
there's a big wall separating the zombie.
Oh,
Zombear.
Zombear, the show title.
I'm going to move right there, and we'll go ahead and roll my 8 hit.
8.
Miss.
Miss.
Saltala.
Drink your turn.
I'll swing me sword at it.
They all can be winners, guys.
It's all right. 23, that's
definitely a hit. There
you go. There you go.
Now don't roll a 1.
Try.
Because you might kill us.
I just fully jinxed him.
Hold on, I gotta wait a few seconds for the jinx to wear off.
I'm a terrible person.
I love it. Fantastic.
Yes! That was a good roll. Nice, almost max damage, dude. Nice.
The zombie is not happy. It's going to try and take a bite out of you again.
A bite out of you.
As he does.
That's
he
a hit.
Oh, right on.
Oh, no. I'm imposing my thing. Roll
Don't
roll
show
another
your thing
nut.
At me.
Take the worst.
16. All right.
Can do it once around.
No, that's a miss.
Andy showed his thing. Yeah. The zombie got distracted. And
yeah, thank you for showing your thing to the zombie.
Okay.
You're lucky we're
up?
Underground.
Yeah,
yes, you're up.
You're up.
Ogre turn.
I'm up. I'm going to attack with my flail.
That's a hit.
24.
And
there we go.
It
I rolled
kills
a 19.
It.
It's about time.
Woo!
All right. That kills it. You smash the zombie into pieces. Poor zombie. He's been my favorite zombie so far. All right. You're in the cosplay room. What do you do?
Cosplayer.
Can we search the room? See if there's anything.
Can you search the room? Can you roll more than a 2 for your perception?
We can all try.
I'm gonna try. Here we go.
I'm gonna try.
Perception.
Why is my character sheet not here? Oh, there we go. Perception.
Pins something. Oh,
Christ. I roll, oh my god.
Yay! There we go. Okay. Dog, Dabdak.
I'm the most unobservant person in the world.
There's a wall.
I shouldn't be right. Getting that high of a perception, but anyway.
Your perception's good.
It's okay.
All right, so...
for some reason, Dahlgren reaches on the ground, picks up a fistful of dirt, and rubs it in his eyes. We don't know why he did that.
I don't even know why.
Screaming for Bahamut! All right. So as you are searching the room, a whole bunch of stuff is going to happen in here. This is a great room to actually search for, by the way.
Oh God! We find a whole heap of costumes.
Yeah, you find a whole heap of costumes in there. In there, you see a few notes written in common, talking about a party for the Lord of Lance Rock. And on the bear has kind of a hiring letter showing that he was hired to do a party at Land Rock.
Mm-hmm.
In here, you see In here, you see two ways out: one to the up and one to the left. Because I'm not going to go through directions again. Oh.
Hey, which way is that? To the
west
and to the north.
However, you also hear a man yelling in nearby. It's kind of echoes, but the echo is so weak that you're only hearing it because you actually didn't roll a 2 on perception.
Here's
the question.
Party didn't.
I heard it, but party didn't. Okay. Yes. Do I tell which direction the yelling is coming from, or is it just because it's echoing?
It's echoing.
There's no sense in
but you're that. Hearing it's sentient yelling. It's a man. You kind of hear. You kind of make out they're here and Lance Rock and Lord, but not much else.
Okay.
If we can at all move towards that.
Well, I see. Well, seeing that I was the only one who
heard that you're the only one who heard
tell it. Tell the rest of the party that I inform the rest of the party of this man yelling.
All right, you have 2 options.
Because I'm the only one who cannot roll a 2 inception. But anyway,
I'm gonna say you guys get a short rest so you get back your breath weapon. You guys can take this opportunity if you need to. I know I gave you guys some healing potion last game. If anybody needs it, take this opportunity to do so.
I think, Andy, do you need it? Because
I do. Actually use a healing potion. Is this a cure light or cure wounds?
Cure light wounds, I believe it is. But I think in this case, it's just cure wounds. So just go ahead and do a standard cure wounds.
Okay.
And Sabotage, did you get take any damage?
No, I did not. I stay in the back and flung fire at him.
You shoot fire at things, I shoot arrows at things. We're both good. Draco, do you need the potions at all? Or?
I wouldn't mind being topped off if we've got them.
Topped off.
Did you take topped any off, damage?
He did take damage. He took a hit.
I took five damage.
Is it a standard just D8? There's no modifier or anything on these?
Correct.
I thought you said there's a modifier, but I'm trying to remember.
I think that's for your spell and not these. I think this is just straight D8.
Oh, straight D8? Okay. Yeah. I will roll 1D8 then.
Great.
Well, 3 is better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah, true.
So that note that we found, it was pretty much like a hiring note, right?
Yeah, this was.
Should we gave it to Dad?
It kind of looks like a comedy troupe kind of thing.
Okay.
Killed said comedy troupe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we killed
zombies. So no, we didn't actually just kill them.
Well, the bear was being hired to do a party. So, and why he was stuck in a cave? And
well, bears are usually in caves.
Well,
that's
not
true.
Okay.
He was being in character.
Totally.
Clearly.
That absolutely explains the lady and the jester in there.
I'm going to spend a hit dice, CJ,
okay,
to use one of them.
Okay.
Sweet! Oh. Got 12 back.
There you go.
That helps. I'm at max.
All right. So now you guys have waited around 5 minutes. The yelling has stopped.
Okay.
Nothing has came through the caves yet. That's good. So now you have two exits. To the up and to the left.
Do we want to go up or down?
I would say...
Oh,
go ahead.
Up.
Okay.
All in favor of up, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. We're going up.
All right.
Ooh, hello.
Onward.
We're not going down. We're going up. All right.
In the same marching order, I'm suspecting?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm back at full hit points, so definitely.
Okay.
You guys wind through yet another very, very thin corridor. This time it's only 5 feet around. You guys can barely fit in it.
Oh, wow.
But you guys go up, and eventually you get out, and it opens up into an area. In there are two wrought iron chests that are locked on the floor.
I look to the other people. Can
do we want to do
this?
Perception again? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you can roll another perception.
Let's do another perception. Why not?
Yes, let's see. You've got to be kidding me.
It's best to do a perception.
Boy, Jazz and I are really, really knocking it out of the park.
First number.
You always take the first number.
Yeah.
19.
Unless you have, you know, something that says you don't. Wow, I rolled at least not one.
Okay. Raul hears.
Dabdak, you rolled persuasion, just FYI.
Oh, sorry.
You persuade the king.
Oh.
Persuade is middle.
All right. Sataba hears as you guys all enter this room with these chests.
Okay, that
you dare pit yourselves against the Lord of Lancerock? Death is your only reward. And the room starts to shake, and everybody give me a dexterity saving throw. Raul gets advantage.
Okay, so...
this is not going to go well for me.
1d20 plus dex mod.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I rolled a 9.
Wow.
20.
I need to put roll in there.
My dexterity is...
And dexterity, Jazz.
It's the dexterity that's on the ability,
right? No, keep your roll. Keep your roll, dude. Just add your dexterity bonus.
Plus 10?
No, bonus.
No.
The modifier.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. That was right.
Zero.
Zero. So.
Oh, it is zero. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Boy, go figure. The two holy people are super slow.
Oh!
All right.
I think that's Dale's first critical one.
No. Nice.
It's not.
Okay. Raul, roll me a second one since you have advantage on this.
Oh,
okay.
That's
so, better. Dale, take 12 damage.
Dead. Bye.
Oh, 12?
Take 12 damage, Dale, since you failed and botched that one.
Okay.
He tries to run away and trips over his own feet.
All right. Everybody else, except for Raul. Oh, that's not too bad. That got really stupid lucky. everybody
wow,
else takes 3 damage. Raul takes 1.
Wow.
Then the small wall that is there kind of gives way as this negative energy smashes into you guys. The wall caves away and it opens up into a massive, massive workshop area.
Also, by the way, you said what, 10 before?
12.
Hit points for me? 12. Okay, sorry.
In this room, there is a hooded figure standing in the middle of the room, surrounded by 5 crawling claws. That is incredibly difficult to say.
I wonder who wrote it.
Wizards.
Oh, okay. I thought that's something that you, made.
This is not me. All right.
Oh, God.
So the passage opens up into a enormous cavern illuminated by several guttering torches. So everybody can perfectly see in here. The floor is uneven and the ceiling is about 40 feet up. 3 flat boulders near the passage serve as tables for human corpses. Severed body parts sit in baskets by said corpses covered in dry gore. A figure in a dark hood stands by the third table, its back to you. Mudded hair juts from its hood. The figure holds a bone needle threaded with a dark cord in its hand. Further to the west, where you guys are, a stone stair climbs the north wall, ending near the ceiling. A stone slab, like a counter, juts from the wall across the room to the base of the stairs. It holds saws, knives, and other tools. 4 skeletons stand beyond this tool bench, guarding a wide passage that exits to the west. So, in here, immediately at the bottom of the stairs, you have 5 kind of crawling hands that are kind of coming up towards you. Toward the back of the room, You have a man in a hood, and
is that the black square?
No.
What black square?
I don't know why that's there.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Draw shifts. All right. He is gonna be back over here. Why is that not dark?
Racist.
Oh well. There we go. That's him. He's not moving to attack you, however. The rest of them, including the four skeletons that are up near him, guarding him directly.
Holy crap.
See you and
wow.
Start to move toward you. Now you guys are at the top of the stairs. It is a 40-foot drop if you fall off the stairs.
Whoa. Oh. I was about to say, who moved me? I didn't move me.
But they're down the stair, or they're at the bottom of the stairs right now, correct?
Correct.
Just drew a pink line through.
Quit doodling on my thing.
Sorry. And the wrong thing clicked.
I don't know where my figure went.
Yeah, that's hard for me too, considering, you know, non-background character sheets.
You went behind Raoul, I believe.
All right, we are going to name hit this guy.
Sorry.
And there you red, because he's going to have a red dot here in just a moment. This guy is going to be hand blue, because he is going to have blue dot here in just a moment. We have hand green, because he's going to have a green dot.
More dots.
We have hand orange, and hand purple.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have skeleton red.
Oh, I didn't scroll up. I didn't realize there was any
skeletons. Yeah, there were four skeletons guarding the guy. So yeah, that's why I was like,
skeleton
holy
blue.
Crap.
Holy fudgesticles.
Come on, you didn't think all of the fights in this place were going to be 22 hit point zombies,
cross-dressing.
Did you?
Zombies, no.
Skeleton green, as he has a green dot. And just because I want to use it, skeleton pink, because Dale's hat has to survive somehow. It's an undead zombie now. Congratulations.
Well, that's a dark pink, but anyway.
All right.
I digress.
Each of the zombies, or sorry, skeletons, have longbows pointing at the stairs.
Oh, no.
And now, initiatization. You attempt to roll command.
Can we go the way that we just came?
We're in initiative, dude. It's a bit too late for that.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure we're going to survive this.
Again, you didn't think all of them were going to be 22 hit point zombies.
24. That's not our
No,
wow.
But this escalated quickly.
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
Guys, yeah. Come on now.
I love it.
I stole all your initiative. I'm sorry. All
right.
Oh, there we go.
Holy crap.
Almost a 10.
Wow.
Almost a 10. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Alright, Captain Sparkle Pants.
I love you guys, by the way. Just want to put that out there.
Okay.
Not that a high initiative means much.
Just in case
we all die, that's all. So, I'm assuming... Okay, can I converse with the party for 2 seconds? More than
your turn
seconds.
Is 6 seconds. I'm gonna
six
give
seconds.
You,
okay.
I'm gonna give you 30 seconds, or until I think that you've exceeded the 6 second rule.
Okay. So what's the plan of the attack? Is to get rid of the hands and then the skeleton, or the skeletons first? So remember, I've only got a long way to
turn
attack
over.
With.
Skeletons.
Okay.
All right. You wasted your turn dodging. Crawling claws.
Okay. Fair enough.
All right. What's the movement on these guys? I think it's like crazy. I think these guys are insane. Oh, they are insane! Yay! And can crawl up walls. All right. They're gonna. Where's my ruler? There's my ruler. He's gonna move there. He's gonna move.
There. Too many rulers going on.
He is gonna move. I'm gonna zoom in and actually see. He's gonna move there. And these guys just literally, without hesitating, just crawl straight up the rock face.
Okay.
Wonderful.
And he is gonna move right there. All right. Andy, turn.
Wow, I rolled an 8, and I'm like the first. That's pretty sad. I'm going to step here, and I'm going to attack. I would use a more, like, other attack, but I think we might need to save spells to heal ourselves. So, weapons, attack.
And, wait, 1 second. Never mind.
15 hits, and which one are you fighting?
Blue.
Dead.
Whoa. Sweet.
Well, yeah, these are going to be really easy
11.
To kill,
you did 11
but there's lots of them, so they can do... And I did 11 damage, which is a pretty good hit.
All right. Skeleton
Birds. Oh, I think
it
was max. Yes, that was max.
Yes. All right. Skeletons are going to just kind of saunter up. Move up to there. And Skeleton Green, on your turn, Raul.
Okay.
Again, 6 seconds. And if you're going to try and carry out a conversation, you kind of only have a certain amount of time that you can do that in. All right. He's going to take a... he's going to point his bow at Dahlgren and take a shot. What's the range? Oh, yeah. 1d20 plus 4.
Yes, that hits.
Roll 1d6 plus 2. 4 damage.
Okay.
Second skeleton is going to move up and do exactly the same thing.
Nope. Off the shield.
He aims slightly low and hits your shield. Skeleton red. That one just hit the cave wall. And skeleton pink, the pansy, is going to remain in the back. And hits. 5 damage.
So Talba, if you want to do a larger spell, you can move up next to me to the left.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So Talba,
there's room on the path.
I'm
about
to
10
do...
feet across. So you can stand shoulder to shoulder.
Okay.
Just don't get knocked off. You're going to take a shit ton of damage.
Yeah. I mean, I could have. I can cast a spell and it'll be in a cone like right here, right? It won't affect him, right?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. You can start casting at the corner, and it will not hit me. Yes,
correct.
Okay,
because of the way the cone spreads.
All right. Well, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this. So right now, I'm technically not on the stairs, so I'm not a target yet.
Right. Well, you have full cover. They could still probably hit you, but it would take them moving more because they don't have line of sight.
Yeah, okay. And you're also 40 feet up. Andy's just far enough down, and the skeletons know where they're at, know where you're at, to be able to aim at you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move. And I'm going to cast my magic missiles at the skeletons. So I will roll my...
Oh, nice.
Which roll. One? Are you going to try and hit all three into one, or...?
I'm going to try and hit... I'm going to hit the green one with all three.
Okay.
Let's see. Magic missile is 1d4 plus 1. And I just put times 3, right?
I believe you can do that. I don't know if that's going to work. No, it's going to be... You're going to roll 1d4 plus 1 3 times.
Okay, so I roll 3d4.
No, that's not going to do... That's not going to do that.
3d4 would be all on one target.
Yeah, if you do 3...
If you're doing 3 different targets...
Yeah, go ahead and roll... If you're going to do one target, do 3d4 plus 3.
Oh, plus 3, okay.
Unless he's... So are you just hitting one target or are you hitting multiple targets?
He's aiming strictly
at green. I'm aiming at the green because I'm thinking if I can do more damage to one...
Oh, yeah. He'll stop firing. I agree. So, yeah, 3d4 plus 3. I can't argue with that. Nice.
Ten.
That's, all right. That's pretty decent.
He looks very unhappy that he has just been blasted by magical powers.
Okay. Right.
Drink a turn.
And one second. I'm going to go ahead and move back to cover.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yep.
All right.
Is there room right here?
Yes.
I don't fall off?
Yeah, 10 feet across.
I'm going to stand right here and facing towards everything in front of me, use my breath weapon.
Nice.
That's okay.
That's not going to work.
No. Darn it.
You're too high up.
Ah, okay.
Good effort, though. Effort.
You are at that height, you're about 35 feet away from them.
Okay.
And your cone only hits, think, 15 feet.
Your line 5 is like, times 30.
Oh, it's 30 feet? You might be able to hit one of the hands, but it probably...
Yeah, I'm not going to waste it. I'm not going to waste it on that. It's fine.
You can always Sacred Flame.
Good thought.
They're all grouped up there together. All right. Yeah, Sacred Flame at green all right. man over there.
Green skeleton or hand?
Skeleton.
Okay.
You want to see how much damage you're going to deal first. Jesus. Okay. Roll 1d20 plus 2. All right. He has dealt 1 damage.
And I run back to cover.
Actually, what type of damage does that deal? Is that radiant?
Yes.
Hold on. So many things. Which are you? Are you the skeleton? Okay. Okay. Yeah, no extra damage. Which is weird, but I didn't make up the rules. All right, so next up is Captain Sparkle Pants.
Alrighty, I'm going to run up to here.
Yeah, remember, there's stairs you have to go down.
What?
The picture of the stairs, like yeah. The stairs. Little, you have to run down that to not take damage to get down there.
Well, I was going to shoot an arrow and then come back. Unless
you're just going to move up a little bit. Okay, it looked like you were moving a super long distance.
No. Well, that's only, I don't know what the limits are, but that's only 10 feet.
Yeah, that's 10 feet. You can shoot and then move 10 feet back. And that's totally
10 feet back. Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Okay. Do that.
I'm going to move up there, and I'm going to shoot at green.
I really hope if we ever get another person, that they create something that just runs headlong into things. Because this whole pussyfooting around thing is...
What are you talking about? I moved and I attacked. What do you want?
It just runs right into it.
Screaming. If I had more than 15 HP, I might do that.
8.
What, and this. I still
move back.
I still say I am doing that.
Not good enough. All right.
Well, that was a fail and a half out of 10. Gee, I'm really fucked up.
Green Claw is going to take a swipe at Dogren. All of your damn DNA.
I was about to say, he can reach me from there. Jeez.
12. Miss.
12. Miss.
He is going to... Let's see, it's 20... About 20 down.
Oh, that's right. You have to keep track of them running up, too.
Yes. Let's see here. That's 20 down. I'll go ahead and do that. He is going to...
20, I thought it was 40 down.
He was further down on the stairs.
Oh, okay.
And it's already at the top of the stairs.
Correct. And he's going to then scamper over to there.
I think I know what he's doing.
Claw the third is going to scamper up. Not do anything there.
Oh,
scamper up. And then take a bite out of, or take a swipe at Dahlgren.
17.
17 versus AC.
No.
Ah, curse.
Just barely.
Dahlgren turn. Oops, Dahlgren turn.
I am going to whack one of them with my mace attack. 13 versus AC.
13. Wow, you got... All right, dead.
That is versus orange.
I figured it's the other one. No, there's too close to you, but...
In front of you, yeah. Well.
All right.
Well, the other one has to... The green and blue have to go through a wall to get to you guys. The other ones can... So, I'm pretty confident that they can, you know...
All right, are you moving up any?
I'm actually... going to move? No, I will stay here because I don't want to make it too small of a distance if they want to go out and shoot. So, no, I will stay where I'm at. I'm done.
All right. Skeletons are going to... Hold on. What's their move? I think some crazy... I don't know why these guys can move so well. Skeletons. All right.
Whoa.
No, 30? I mean, they're humanoids.
They're humanoids.
They're human-sized. Right. Yeah, but they're not driven by what drives us, but...
He's going to take a shot at Davdek.
Yay!
Oh!
Shit.
7. No, thanks.
Well, it is a skeleton, so...
Well, you know, I miss him, he misses me, so...
He doesn't have eyes, you know.
Doesn't have eyes.
It's harder to use a bow.
Not great archers.
No.
All right, this one is going to then take a shot at Dahlgren.
Ooh, yes.
No.
Not a natural 20. It's just a 20.
Yeah,
it's just a 20.
It's still
and
a hit.
And
yes.
Hit. 4.
Max damage.
Oh.
Ow.
Owie.
8's a lot.
You're gonna be hurting by now.
Pink is also gonna take a shot at Dahlgren.
Oh.
Hits.
18.
Yep. 18 hits.
6 damage.
6.
I'm going to probably need some healing there, people.
Red is also going to take a shot at Dahlgren and miss.
Oh, and miss.
Man, I have no hit points.
So top of turn.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to... Let's see.
Oh, man, what's the range on burning hands?
I know.
I didn't realize I just put you up in a perfect line for freaking
line of skeletons. Let's see what the range is on that thing here.
Range is 15 feet.
You can slide down. Here's an option. I'm gonna give you an option. Okay. It's up to you to take it. You can try and slide down the staircase. It is a smooth surface. You can slide down it. However, you have to roll an athletics check, and that is going to determine the amount of damage that you take. The maximum amount of damage.
Oh, so if you roll high enough. Okay.
The maximum amount of damage that you're going to be able to take is 4d6. So 24 damage. However, if you get a high enough athletics or acrobatics, you can half limit or null that damage.
I don't know.
So those are your two options. Another option is just go up and start blasting the hands.
Yeah. So like right here, I could move. Yeah, I'm not going to risk that. That's too much risk.
Be a pretty badass reward, though.
Yes, but look at how I've been rolling. So right here, 40 feet up, right? There is 40 feet up, right? So I wouldn't be able to hit these guys even if I tried.
Correct.
No, you'd have to slide down the side of it.
Yeah, you can magic missile them, but that's pretty much it. Since magic missile has like 120 feet or crap.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. If you can see it, you can hit it with magic missile.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I gotta look up my spells here to see if I can bail myself out.
No!
I have 3 hit points right now.
I wouldn't know what Drink is doing. But anyway.
Oh, he knows.
Okay.
I'm gonna use my. Okay, pretty much you can handle that guy. I'm gonna go ahead and target green again, but this time with Firebolt.
Okay.
8?
Yeah, take out those skeletons. I think those are my scariest.
No.
Good thing I did not slide down.
Yeah, that's a good point. You'd be basically like a buffet for the skeletons at the bottom of the...
That is...
A buffet,
that's a miss. Driku, turn.
Driku, you should heal me.
I know.
Hey, Driku, you should mindlessly rush into the room and attack things.
Can I use level 2 spells yet?
No.
I don't.
Spellcasting level is 2?
Nope.
Dang it. All right. Then I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Dahlgren there.
Sweet.
Must like you. I do have to be in touching distance.
Yep. You got to move up.
Hey, now.
Potentially hand grab. Hey,
touch. Move back.
The touch.
You got the touch.
So yay, Jazz read my cheat sheet.
Because we go there.
You got the power.
Are you rolling?
Is
wow, there. Oh, sweet.
There you go.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Oh, that's wonderful. I will
finally rolled something good.
All right.
Maybe you should slide down.
Dev deck turn.
Oh. Can I... I can still...
Man, at level 3, he's going to become awesome, by the way, guys. I was looking at level 3 Hunter or Ranger.
No. And most of the classes open up a lot if you can survive that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm going to...
Freaking skeleton.
Light up there temporarily and shoot it pink.
Okay.
Okay.
11.
Hold on. That's the claw. That hits.
No, I don't think. Oh, really?
Just barely.
Oof. Yeah, the claws aren't super strong. Just annoying.
Well, yeah. Well, he's aiming at a skeleton. Oh!
I'm aiming at a skeleton.
All right.
Sick.
Pink. All right.
And now I slide back down. Well, move back where I was.
Okay. Claw turns. This one is going to run up the wall. Then going to hold his action until his friend does a non-threatening shift into flanking position and gain advantage against Dahlgren.
Also, I want to clip a flanking position. Well, I want that in my life. All
right, so...
5.
Shit.
7.
I will take that advantage.
All right. And man. Red is going to take a swipe at Sataba.
Oh. 8.
Jesus fucking Christ.
8.
All right.
If it's below a 10, we know it doesn't
yes.
hit.
Okay. Purple is going to then take a swing at... Hey, there we go. There's a hit.
There
oh, good lord. 1d4. Plus.
Whoa.
5 damage.
Whoa, max damage.
Oh,
there you go.
Jeez.
All right, that ends the claws turns. They did so much this turn.
Man.
So much.
I really fire need damage. To cure wounds myself, but I'm scared we need to kill these.
Well, yeah, you kind of have to kill them.
No, but I have 8 hit points right now. And if I heal myself back up, that might be able to, you know, I'd be able to keep taking hits. So
yeah,
I'm going to actually
skeletons are next,
do that.
So.
Well, I can't hit the skeletons. They're too far away.
But they're going to, they seem to be taking aim at the shiny person.
Okay. I'm going to heal myself then, which is 1d8 plus 2. Oh, my God. That was terrible.
At least you didn't run your risk sliding down there, guys.
Skeleton turns. All right.
I'm going to... Oh, yeah, I can't... Okay, never mind. Can't move, because I will take an attack of opportunity, which I'm not going to do.
Yes. Yeah, so you could do a non-threatening... You could take a 5-foot step the other way, and technically it would get you out of flanking until next turn.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. I will move here, which completely cuts off...
Okay, there you go.
Like, no more hands can get down there without getting through the first one. So.
Correct. Okay, that's fine. All right. Shootsing. All of the shootsing. All right. Skeleton Green going to take a shot at the person who is the weakest. So, Devdeck. No. Dahlgren.
No.
Dahlgren.
No, definitely have the lowest hit points right now.
Yay. Wait, at Dahlgren or at me? Doesn't really matter. 10.
2. 3. 6. 1 hits.
Oh, 1 hits.
It's 1d6 plus 2, right? Yes.
That last one.
Jesus.
Oh. Max damage.
All right, and then the final skeleton. Miss.
No. Misses. Thank God.
Sataba
down to 4.
Down to 4 again. Jeez.
Yes. No more healing. Well, actually, I can lay on hands. Actually, that might be a bonus action. Let me see if I can.
Hey, Sataba, you have a thing. You have a hand right in front of you.
Yes. Do we get attack of up? Not attack, but flanking, because... We're on either side?
Oh, yes.
Yes, but you have to physically attack it. You can't use your spell, or else it will it will take a swipe at you.
All right. Level 2, I get... at level 1, I got two level 1 attacks. At level 3, I have 3, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do my magic missile again.
You have to move back, or else the hand is going to eat you.
Okay. I'm going to move back 1.
All right.
And I'm going to... One's going to go to the red hand, one to the green skeleton, one to the red, and that's it.
Green hand dies instantly.
Okay, so I'm going to roll...
You mean the red hand?
Red hand and the two skeletons behind him, essentially.
Okay.
Yes.
Roll for damage against green.
Okay.
6.
6 versus green. All right, roll versus red.
Oh, 7. Nice.
Max damage.
All right. Nice. Is that... Okay, Driku turn.
Well. All right. Move over here and then just take a swipe at this hand. Maybe at least we can clear a path here. Sure. I don't know what.
Are you out of heal spells?
I might have one more, but I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
I'm ready to use Jed. I think I got one left. All right, so Skintar.
Hey,
this.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
I think this is a night of threes.
Yeah, right?
It is a night of threes.
Davdak turn.
Alrighty. I'm going to
move up
here temporarily and shoot at green.
Green skeleton?
Green skeleton, sorry. Yeah.
You could have stayed where you were at. You could have stayed where you were at and shot him. Move back.
Fine.
Well, because you're gonna try and move, you're gonna try and do the pussyfoot thing and move back, and then the hand would eat you.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you don't want to move in and out of a threatened square.
Okay.
That's
all right. Shoots at the green.
13
hits.
Please kill.
Killing it.
6.
Oh, nice.
He had 2 hit points left.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Don't ruin my thing.
Kill Steel and McGraw there.
Dude, kill Steel. I just don't want them to kill me. I don't care who dies.
The hands are both going to take swipes at the fleshy dragon thingy in front of them.
Hey, I got some nice armor.
You know, all right, that's going to miss.
9.
That's a miss.
And
21.
That's a hit. That is definitely a hit.
I'm going to impose my reaction because he is standing next to me. Yes!
That is a miss.
Take that one.
All right.
And looks like CJ was ready for that.
Dahlgren turn. Yes.
I am going to... Man, I'm going to see what Lay on Hands is really quick, if it's a instant or if it's an action. I believe it's an action, in which case I'm probably going to do it.
You have to rub something for a while for you to lay on hands against it.
Ooh, all right. Total number of hit points equal to my paladin level times 5.
10 hit points.
So I'm going to restore 10 hit points to myself.
There you go.
I'm going to say, actually, I'm going to move up one.
Is that a bonus action or is that a full action?
That's what I was looking up here.
Divine Sense. Spell
cast. As an action, so that's my attack.
Okay. Really?
And I'm going
that's
to.
Weird. Yep.
Yeah, sure. that does seem weird to me, but I'm going to move up. Yeah.
Wait, your attack is to rub yourself. That does seem bizarre.
Hashtag paladin problems.
Hashtag paladin problems.
All right, skeleton turns. Hey, there's somebody actively out in the open, and they're going to shoot at the cleric.
Alrighty, shoot away.
All right, hit.
18.
I'm going to impose my thing.
Yeah, damn it, your turn. I'm like, yeah, you already did that.
My turn just refreshed, yes.
All right, still hit.
21.
Still hit.
Still hit.
For 4 damage.
4 damage.
Attack the second, misses. And attack the third, misses.
See,
it's not just you guys that seem to be whiffing. If I were to be rolling better, you guys would be dead by now.
That's probably true.
That's not probably.
True.
Not probably.
Yeah.
All right. So top of turn.
I'm going to come out and I'm going to shoot the red skeleton with the fireball. All
right.
Thank you.
And then I go back in. I go out and then I go back in.
That's what he's doing.
You with 16 hit points.
It's a fucking clownfish. Hit.
24.
Nice.
And 1d10. That's nothing.
4
damage.
All right.
And move back in.
Easy. We go up, and we go back in.
And move back in.
All right, Drinka turn. The red skeleton does not look very happy.
And I'm taking a swipe at the green hand.
All right, hit.
Finally.
Kill it.
Yes! Green hand dies instantly. Yeah.
Minions. All right, are you going to move forward any? Do a 5-foot move into the... All right.
Is that all I can move? Because I can't move past him, can I?
Yeah, he's gonna take a swipe at you if he...
You're correct. That's where, unfortunately, you can move because of the narrow staircase.
Yeah, he's also kind of... I know, we're going to quit missing and this fight will be over.
I know, this 2-hour game.
Dev-Dak turn. Really
all right, I'm going to move up one and shoot it red.
All right.
23.
And kills it. Kill Still McGraw wins again.
Hooray.
Wait, was he on 2 hit points?
Yes.
Yes.
We make a great team.
Yes.
Dev-Dak. You and me, we make an awesome team.
Okay, I'm going to move.
Genasi Brothers. No, it's the Crawl and Claw turn.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. They're not on my turn order thing.
Yeah, they're because I do crazy stuff with them because I just roll them all together, and roll 20
gotcha.
Does not like me doing them individually. So
gotcha.
All right, gonna take a swipe at Priesty Pants.
You leave my pants out of this.
Hey,
miss.
Yes.
11.
All right, now it's your turn, Bright Pants. Do it.
I will move here. I'm assuming I can attack the purple.
Yep.
Okay. So weapons flail. There we go.
Hit kill.
Oh, I rolled a 1. Tremendous. Dead. Oh, that's true. They're minions. It doesn't matter. And then I'm going to move down. Let me see. I was here.
Yeah,
1.
You are free to move about the cabin.
2.
Hooray.
The safe outside has been switched off.
4.
Whoa.
5.
All right. Skeleton turns. Hey, Priesty Pants.
Yeah.
Arrow's coming at you.
Priesty Pants.
Attack the first. No. I actually put the word roll in there.
Yay.
15.
15.
Miss. Attack the second. Miss.
Miss.
11.
All right. Nice. Sataba turn.
Firebolt once again at the blue one.
Right.
And then we know Dale will kill it next round.
Miss.
Oh! Or not.
Or maybe not.
Or swish.
I'm actually going to see.
So you can move now. You're not going to get attacked. Not by attack of opportunity, anyway.
Right.
30, would that be fine right there?
Yeah, you just move around and go up. That's fine.
Okay.
All right, Riku turn.
All right. Let's, which way is, how far can I go here? Can I get to the bottom of the
Do you
stairs?
Have any ranged attacks?
Sacred flame. I have the one that sucks.
Well, you can attack, though, with it and then move.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to move out of range.
This is true.
Because I'm still not high or not low enough to use my breath weapon. Right?
No. Yeah, you're still about 20 feet up, so you'd need 35 feet to hit it.
Freaking frack. Okay, yeah, then I guess I'll do Sacred Flame.
All right, pink or blue?
Remember.
At who, pink or blue?
Let's do blue. Right. I don't like the way he was looking at me.
Or shooting arrows at you. One of those two.
I don't know how he can look at you. His eyes are
That's
rotted.
A miss on the deck save.
Nice.
Well,
six
take
damage.
All right.
Oh, well, six is...
Six is
work.
Pretty not too bad for a healer.
Yeah.
Hey, Davdak, kill stealing turn.
Hey!
Yeah, you can move.
I can move.
You can move.
Wait, I have to change that.
Turn it. Okay. I'm going to move up yonder and still kill. So, to blue. I'm going to shoot blue.
You're my boy,
22.
Blue.
It doesn't kill him instantly, so there's that.
Oh, well. Four damage.
Wow.
Hey,
he has 5 hit points.
He didn't steal the kill. All right.
For once.
And hang on. I moved from there, didn't I? I'm going to stay there.
Okay.
Because then I'll go out of range. So.
Andy, turn.
I am going to move. It turns out I can't move within Google Hangout, though. That won't work. Okay. 1, 2, 3.
You can move the Google Hangout.
4, 5, 6. That's as far as I can make it. It would take me an action to take out a javelin. I'm not going to bother to do so.
No.
All right. The skeletons are going to take aim at Andy.
Yay!
That's not very nice.
Well,
attack the
it's
first.
Expected by now.
Hits.
Oh, that hits.
4.
3 damage.
3 damage.
Attack the second. Net 20. So you take 8 damage.
Oh, jeez. Are you still alive?
Yep.
Just.
All right. It's the top of turn.
Only because I healed myself.
I'm going to try and kill this blue skeleton.
Yeah, there we go.
Killster. There you go.
That's how you do it.
And nice.
Boy.
Blue goes down in a blaze of glory.
That's the wrong one.
Oh.
Oh,
what? Oh, you rolled the wrong dice?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
wow.
And comes back to life magically. It falls down and then
it got knocked down and then it got up again. You're never gonna keep it down. Drink your turn.
Don't worry, Ral, I'll kill it next time.
Driku.
Move here ish. Yeah. And breath weapon. He's
okay. Oh, there you go.
Oh, 1d22, 11 on dex save.
No.
Your okay. DC is 12 on dex save?
Oh, yeah, what's the DC?
12.
All right.
Sweet!
Pink goes down, writhing in electrical pain. No, blue. That's blue. Blue does that. Pink takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
Well, you know, there's that.
So 4 damage is pretty...
crappy
sizable.
For that.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's
for
not...
2d6? No, I guess that's just a little below half, but
yeah,
still below half, which is where we're going tonight.
I'm gonna shoot at Pink, my lady Pink.
Really? I didn't figure that was gonna be your option.
Oh my god! Shocking.
Shock and astounding.
You know, can I do that? 21.
Hit and killed.
Yay! I stole the final kill. Yay!
All right, and we're gonna end up here, but not before. Just really quick, as you turn to the man in black robes,
it's always a man in black.
Yes. He turns around and points the needle at you, but then erupts into purple fire, and Millie and Wizzet come from the wall behind him.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Whoa.
That was neat.
The Lord of Lancerock is right ahead of us. We will take him on together next time on the Mana Pool.
All right.
Oh my god, I just watched it like 4 times.
All right, so...
I took a hit when I rolled that, you know, 4 when we entered the room, though.
Yeah, that was rough.
That was a punishment. What that was.
That's what you give for rolling a nat 1 there, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, so that was a bit more intense. Next battle will be interesting.
There you go.
I'm just going to put it this way. There's a reason why I created a NPC for you guys for the next.
Okay, good.
But yeah, you guys are going to be able to, you guys are not going to be able to take a quick rest. Millie is going to heal you. Go ahead and everybody really quick on your character sheets, roll a hit die, but don't expend one.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay. How do we?
There on your sheet. There will be a hit die.
It should be next to your paladin level or your character level. So I got 8 back. That's good.
Hit die. There you go. Which one do I do? 6, 8, 10, or 12?
That would be a 10. Ranger. I'm a ranger. D10. Yep.
Oh, because I have none of the other ones. That would make sense.
Okay, that's how many hit points you gain back. Her magic kind of, she obviously expended a lot of energy in that and now kind of flutters inside of Wizard's robes. And that's where we're going to end.
Wow, this is going to be a brutal next battle. Thank you for being smart and saving a healing spell till the next fight, because I have a strange feeling we might actually need it.
Yes.
And I believe I still have one more action left of level 1.
You have one more level 1 spell, yes.
I have used both of mine.
All right. So you can reach
us. I have a long bow.
twitter.com/geekioshow. All of our show notes and everything is up over at geek-io.net. Contact us at geekioshow@gmail.com, or you can call us and leave us a voicemail, 727-489-4335. That is 727-489-GEEK. Also, remember, we record Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern on geek-io.net/live. TuneIn.alphaGeekRadio.com and DiamondClub.tv.
Indeed. And next week on the Geek IO Show, it's CJ's birthday! We're going to have a big hangout with a lot of your favorite Geek IO folk, and we're going to play some Cards Against Humanity, because that's what CJ wants to do on his birthday, and that's what we're going to do.
Because CJ needs new sound bites.
I do, yes. In fact. That is the entire point of this entire game, is the possible potential to have Jazz or Budlong or even Daryl, who will be on there,
say things.
A big black
say
dick. Cursor. That's what I want to have come on the next episode of Geek.io.
Even a bigger black dick would work too.
Exactly. That would do your job. Dale gets it.
You can listen to any of my previous shows ever, and you could find a bigger black dick in there somewhere. So,
it's perfect to keep clipped out. All right.
The Summer Movie SmackDown Update.
The race for second is hot. Mara's not moving at $29.6 million. Dale's at $19.4 million. I am at $18.7. Jazz is at $16.7. Budlong, $11.4. Marlissa, $9.6. And Raul, now winning by golf rules, $8.9.
Fantastic Four is going to make $100 billion.
Yes. Jazz got lucky with a $2
movie.
$2
wild card. $2
Yeah, y'all let me have it. It's not my fault. I tried to stop you guys, but, you know.
You're like, do you want this movie? Nah, not for $21. Like, no, thanks.
You sure you don't want it? I mean, it's okay, because it'll probably make a big difference. Okay, nobody.
Yeah, I mean, when you only spend $2 on it, when it makes $2 in a taco, that actually can win the game.
You have a taco.
That's a taco. Hey,
the sexy, sexy taco. I have no idea. This week on the Geek.io stuff, there's lots of sexy tacos. The Generic Live Show talks about PC gaming in Australia, Windows 10, and more.
And sexy tacos.
I've been accounting.
Yes, please.
I've been accounting. Droid talks screencast. BGM plays his respect. Plays. Wow. Pays his respects to Iwata.
All plays.
My bro. Peace out, Iwata. You're my hero. And on the YouTube channel, CJ and his nephew Alex play Dice Masters, Age of Ultron, for a new Geek Toys.
It's been a while.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Sexy
tacos. Sexy tacos.
Yes, please. Give us some money at our Patreon site. Yes, please. I'm not even
Yes,
kidding.
Please, give us
a small
money.
Monthly a small monthly donation would be very, very generous. But if you think we're worth $5 for all of our content, we'll give you, your site, or whatever, a shout out at the top of the show. And yes, please give us $10, and CJ will read a post for you.
Indeed.
We can also be heard on Stitcher Radio. Search for Geek IO to help us out, do. As well as iTunes, be sure to leave an honest review and we'll gladly read it on the show.
Hey, CJ.
Yes, please.
Do you want me to read the show titles?
Yes,
and you
please.
You ruined my joke.
Go for it, sexy taco.
Show title candidates for Geek IO 115 are the following. Wizard is on Rao's couch. Yes, please. It's real big. Giant growing beacon in a cave of death. Yes, please. Shoot it in the face in the cave. Zombie left and zombie right. Yes, please. Cosplay night at the zombie cave. Zombear. Gee, I can read that. We're going down. We're going up. I want the flaking position. Hashtag paladin problems. I want to go in and then I go back. In. Oh, I go out and I go back in.
Dale's,
you should know
Dale's
how that works,
masterful at reading tonight.
move me, Google Hangout. Doing less than half again, and sexy tacos.
Sexy tacos.
Sexy
whole mess
tacos.
Of tacos.
Oh, I'm sorry, you misspelled zombie. I'm going to change all these to Zambi.
Zambi.
Yeah, Zambi. That's what was throwing me off.
All right, folks. Zambear.
Plus going up and then going back out and then going in and then going out.
Alright, folks. On that note, we will see you next time when we're going to play some Cards Against Humanity. And then probably the week
after that,
we will see what happens with the Necromancer. Thank you for joining us, folks. We will see you next time on the Geek IO Show and the Mana Pool. Bye now.
Yes, please.
So long. This has been a Geek IO production. Copyright 2015. Geek IO. Geek and Geek IO.